Welcome back to the Vol State Chat. I'm your co-host, Winnie Combs. I'm a social media writer here at Vol State in the public relations office, and today I get the privilege of talking with two students about a really inspiring and special event in their lives. I'm joined now by India and Carly Goostree, who I had the privilege of talking to and writing a blog post about earlier in the semester. So welcome to the both of you.
Hi!
And I wanted to start off by laying a little bit of foundation to your relationship, because not all of the listeners know everything that we've talked about before or read the blog post. So Carly, will you tell me a little bit about where you first met India?
So I attend Freedom Church here in Gallatin, and I was in the youth there where Caleb, which is India's husband, now my dad, was youth pastor there, and that's where I learned to know Jesus, and that's where our relationship first started. It was pretty cool.
Awesome. And then, India, will you tell me a little bit about the worship night that you hosted for Ball State students and how that played a role in your reconnection with Carly?
Yeah. So we met, I guess it would have been 4 or 5 years ago, but Carly was in and out of youth group throughout her high school season, and Caleb knew her better than I did because of youth camps and things like that. And so we knew her, but we hadn't really spent a whole lot of time together yet. We knew that she kind of had a unstable housing situation or different things like that during that season, but we just weren't really sure how to help at the time. And so during her senior year, we really lost touch with her, and all summer long after she graduated, we didn't see her at all, and so she wasn't in the church or anything like that, and so we just lost touch. And then I felt like the Lord wanted me to host a worship night for Vol State students because I love Vol State. I think it's awesome, and I knew for me as a student that it was really hard sometimes to connect with other students, especially other students who are Christians, and so I was like, I'm going to host this to reach out to the campus and just see what happens. And so we had quite a few people show up, and Carly was one of them. And the night she showed up, she actually, we got reconnected, and she had an amazing experience with the Lord, and I actually baptized her that night.
Oh, wow.
So after that, she started, attending some Bible studies I was doing at the time at House of Haggai across the street from Ball State, and it was just a major reconnection. So we after that, a few days after the worship event, she went with me on outreach with Rescue One Global, which was who I was volunteering with at the time, and they fight human trafficking. And in the process of that conversation, it was actually kind of crazy because I had just been getting all this education about how dangerous it is for young girls to not have stable housing, that it can put them in a vulnerable situation to end up with a guy who doesn't have good intentions or even get trafficked. And so she was talking with me on the way home that night and telling me she didn't have stable housing. She was hopping from friend to friend and couch to couch, and not all of these houses were very safe environments. And so I went home to Caleb and was like, I know we're doing foster care classes right now, but I actually feel like we just need to open our home up to Carly because that's who God has placed in our life, and she needs a home, and we need to fulfill that need. And so we did, and she started preparing to move in a couple weeks later.
Awesome. So That's awesome. And to the both of you, how has Vol State played a role in your education, your relationship, and just your story together?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. So for us together, we had statistics class together. And so for us to be in a class together that's hard, it was really great because we could struggle together. We could fail the tests together, study together. It was pretty good because whenever we would come home from school, we would just be like, oh, thank goodness that's over together. We were able to witness and just be a part of that together. And so our education, we got to learn a lot of statistics together.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to actually get to bond with her about something familiar, because even though we're not that far apart in age, we at the same time, it's been a thing of we're distant enough that I don't understand fully her generation and she doesn't understand mine. And so getting to go to class together was really fun. That's actually how we got connected to the radio station, was just our teacher noticed and was like, this is a unique scenario. So it was really cool to go to to school together for a little while, and I'm actually done. I'll be done next week. I'll be graduating, and so I'm excited. But as far as my education at Ball State, I feel like one of the biggest things is that Ball State opened my eyes to a lot of the injustices of the world. And I would find myself in my social problems class, my criminology class, and my sociology class, and even my history classes. Like, I would cry, like, just reading about all the sad things that go on a daily basis in the world. And Ball State has served as an opportunity to not only be educated about those things, but also really begin to ponder how my career could help be solutions, even if it's just for like one person, to those problems. And that really all started with Carly. So, yeah.
And what are you going to go ahead and tell us what your career paths are, both of you?
So mine is sociology. It's what I've studied here at Ball State, and that is what I plan on doing with life, is to be like somewhat in the foster system somehow, some way. However God uses me with foster children, because I've been down that path, and I feel like I can relate to a lot of those kids and help them.
Right.
Yeah. And for me, I just specifically want to use all the education I've gotten to fight the injustices with the gospel, just be there for people and actually bring about true religion, which we believe wholeheartedly in our family, like to care for widows and orphans. And so many of girls who get trafficked all over the world, they came back from a background, they were either a widow or an orphan. And whenever I read about in sociology these systems and how the larger systems are broken in the world, like at that point, whenever the whole systems are broken, what do you do? Like, whenever you look at sociology and you're like, okay, this entire structure is wrong, is messed up, at that point you actually have to be like, okay, but I can do something for one person, for one girl, and that matters. Like, and so my career path is very much so going to be focused on ministering to girls just like Carly, and being able to see young girls get housing and know their identity and their worth and their purpose in the world. Like, I just want to see young girls be able to be cared for and become who God created them to be. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. So now we're going to fast forward a little bit, and I would love if you guys would share what's been going on in your lives since February. So do you have any updates since last week?
Yes.
Okay. So an update since February, March 14th, which was my 19th birthday, India and Caleb both adopted me. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like legally and fully adopted and a goose tree, finally.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. And when we last talked, you shared with me a little bit about the last name. Would you go ahead and talk
about
that?
I think it was back in December. I like to say that I was just joking, but I was actually like a little bit serious too. But I told like mom and dad that my last name, which was Marbury at the time, had no meaning, and jokingly said, adopt me, my last name would actually have a meaning now. And they like really went serious about it, and here we are.
Yeah. So the conversation we had, and she says she's joking, I'm always like, well, if you were joking, I had no idea, but God made it turn out for good. Because we were watching, actually because of our sociology class, she was like, I just want you to see this documentary about the foster care system. And I was like, okay. So I went into her room and just sat down with her, and my hubby watched our two younger kids, and we just sat there and watched a documentary about the systems and how they're broken and just the brokenness of orphans in the system. And she was like, this reminds me so much of my childhood, and just giving me her perspective of it all. And then, you know, she just looked at me and she was like, you know, I've been really thinking about the fact that my last name doesn't really mean anything. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And just like what she said, like, she didn't know her birth father at all. And she lives with us. And specifically what she said was not only that she wanted a new last name, but the part that really got me, and that's whenever we got really serious, was she said, I just want to have the same name of the family I belong to. And she had never had that before. And I was like, well, I mean, I just started tearing up because I was like, I can't imagine, you know, never having the same name of the family you belong to. That just blew my mind. And so we just started really praying about it. And actually, there's benefits to adult adoption. You know, we got a lot of questions from people. They're like, why would you do that? And so one of the big benefits due to the Obamacare policy is that if you adopt an adult who is in college, they actually can go on your insurance plan for until they're 25. So she has that option now to get on our health insurance. And even beyond that, like, even if you can't give them those first 18 years, if you adopt a college student who doesn't have a family, you actually can see them through college as a stable environment. And not only that, but you can provide them with the family they want to be able to have family gatherings with and be together and have sense of belonging. Right. Yes. And that was the biggest thing for us, is like, we wanted her to know you belong. You're not just someone who's staying with us anymore. Like, you're a part of our family and you can be part of our family forever. And one of the beautiful parts about all of it is whenever we met with the lawyer, she just kept telling us, I was like, so what do we need to know legally about this? And she just said, well, the biggest thing is that, you know, she's going to be as though she was born into your family. She said, this will be, you'll be on her birth certificate. And she said, you will have her birth certificate with y'all's names on it. She said, she'll have access to your inheritance. It'll be as though she has always been your child. And I just, like, for some people, they would hear that and freak out like, whoa, that's a big change. I don't think so. But for us, we were looking at it like, no, like, that's how God treats us. Like, we're like his own children and he loves us in that way, where he gives us access to everything that he has in his kingdom, and we don't have to do anything to earn it. And so that's the beautiful part for us. We were like, yes, we're going to fully adopt her. She's going to be a full member of our family. She's going to have a new name, and we're going to just do this thing and give her stability that she's needed for a long time.
Yeah, there's actually two different ways we could have went about it. I could have just took in their last name and, like, that will be it, or I could be fully adopted. But if I were to just take their last name, they wouldn't have any say so. If I were to be, like, on, like, life support or something, they wouldn't have say so if they could, like, unplug me or keep me plugged in, and I wouldn't have say so about that, about them. And so, like, I thought about it. I was
the
like,
whole family aspect.
Yeah. I was like, if I were to die tomorrow, I would want you to have say so over my life. Like, I don't want whoever was before me to have say so, because I don't talk to them and or anything. So, like, I would like to have say so over theirs too, because I'm like the oldest kid now. So.
Yeah, so the point of that is there's a lot of benefits to adult adoption, even whenever people don't understand it. I'm like, well, here's some education about all the things that are beneficial to doing this. Yeah. So,
well, thank you both so much for joining us today and sharing your hearts and your amazing story. And I've really enjoyed getting to know you both throughout the process of just getting to talk with you and writing the blog post and then today. And congratulations on the adoption of both
of you.
I hope the rest of your semester goes great with exam week left, and congratulations on graduation
to
India. Next up, we're going to be talking to another student here at Vol State who will be telling her story and some pretty neat things going on in her life as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Vol State Chat here on Vol State Radio 88.5 WVCP FM.